Well, Linda Truckell has a nightmare question for you, Steve.
Oh,
She
no.
says, if Nikki Haley's the only other runner and something happens to Trump, is she the one running for Republicans?
I couldn't imagine it at this point. She just seems to have burned every bridge out there. I just couldn't imagine it. And at that point, I think you would have to start another party. I mean, if the Republicans are going to go there, I mean, she is so blatantly Hillary-esque. It would just be, and the MAGA movement would have to start anew. Again, they do this in Europe all the time. They start third parties all the time. It's harder here, but they do it all the time. And look at the Reform Party in the UK right now. They're literally nipping at the heels of the Tories. I can't believe it. It was just something. I think I confessed my unbelief. Was it last week, a couple of weeks ago? I mean, the Reform Party, this is the old Brexit Party. They're crushing it in the polls. So it can be done. It can be done. It's just, again, it's more work to do and it's going to take longer. But the paradigm shift has already had, just look all over the world. The paradigm shift's already happening. The world's becoming more and more conservative, more civilizationalist, more traditionalist, happening all over the place. Just look at what happened at El Salvador yesterday on Sunday. My boy, Nayib Bukele, one of the great leaders on the international stage, just crushed it with 85% landslide vote. I mean, so anyway, it's going to be harder for us because all the globalist nuts are right. They're in Davos, Brussels, and in DC. That's where they are. So that evil holy trinity, as it were, unholy trinity.
We mentioned the UK. My timeline today was just, of course,
Oh
filled
yeah.
with King Charles having cancer. And that's, of course, very, very sad. But I admire the authenticity of mentioning that. I don't think our administration would ever disclose that Joe Biden has had cancer. So for those of you who are from the UK, I'm praying for him and for the whole
Absolutely.
royals right
All
now
our
that are
prayers.
going through it.
Absolutely. With the king. Absolutely. No question. But first, gang, I gotta tell you, I was utterly shocked when I was recently shown just how easy it is to access the deed to my house and not just access it, but change it. I mean, if you don't know, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, take out tons of loans using our home's equity, and then stick us with the debt. And by the way, if you think homeowners insurance is going to bail you out, you got another thing coming. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. I mean, that's a $100 value, absolutely and totally free if you use my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
Wayne Steed wants to know, do Democrat zealots believe their actions when it comes to election integrity are justified based on a moral stance, or are they just that dishonest?
Yes. The dishonesty is justified because of the moral end. The means justify the ends. So lying, using useful idiots, manipulating, all valid if in the end you're trying to emancipate and liberate victims from oppressors. So they convince themselves. Now, there are just some bad apples, you know, those donors who are stroking the checks who just want cheap labor. You know, again, that's just they're just playing masters of the universe. Remember, you're dealing with people who literally have control over trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars. We have never seen money and power like this before. We've never seen what makes globalism unique over, say, Egyptian Empire, Roman, your Babylonian, Greek, Christian. What makes it so unique is it really is the first truly planetary empire. through technology and telecommunications. Globalism does not, by definition, know any frontier. So it is able to pass around the globe over and over and over again. It's cash and money and power, the likes of which we've never seen. And those are the ones who are stroking the checks and keeping the politicians in line to do their bidding and to bypass our values, our interests, and our concerns if necessary. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.